in the United States. Dan Audio Dan. Dan,
audio,
my brother.
Audio
Dan.
Professional. Sorry. It's 2017.
Sorry.
Jesus. Get it right.
Audio bitch.
I would never say that.
No, never. He's on my good side because he takes flattering Instagram pictures.
It's a lot about being on the good side or bad side.
Yeah, it is. You are learning quickly.
All right.
I'm sure somewhere I've got a bad one I can post.
Thank you. That'd be helpful.
No, I think he has
one. I have quite a few.
Oh, that's true.
Anywho, yeah.
You kind of sounded like Josh right there.
I kind of did.
Yeah. Good hair, Josh.
In here you did.
Good hair, Josh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. It's like we're there.
Yeah. He's got a hair of Dutch.
He can't. You look to him like he doesn't have headphones.
He can't hear that.
Well, he might have super fast ears. We don't know.
Wait, you have Josh Oliver singing a hair of Dutch?
Yeah.
It's got a hair of Dutch.
That's what that is.
Come here for a second, Josh.
What is happening?
Hold on. Everybody quiet. Shh.
It's got a hair of Dutch.
Okay. That hardy freaking whore. You all had your fun now. Anywho.
Definitely didn't you not. Just say he got in the tank?
You haven't met Michael. You don't want him in the tank.
Isn't that what he said?
No, it's bad. It's real bad. Yeah, he knocked out into a tank. Yeah.
Oh, he knocked out into the tank.
Yeah, yeah. Then from there we took it together.
Yeah, Dan knocked him out and put him in the tank.
Yes. Yeah, he's actually so no longer with us. So it kind of worked. It kind of solved itself.
Yeah. All works out.
These problems, they have a way of working themselves out. It's okay.
Dark secrets at La Cabra.
Oh, I'm learning that very quickly.
Oh, here's a question.
This better be good. You did jazz hands.
Wow. No.
Everyone stop.
Yes. No.
Stop.
I've never asked this question before, and I legitimately want to know, is a brewery a good place to get rid of a body?
No.
All right, thanks.
No, a moonlit desert would be my guess. I mean, I haven't done it before. Don't say I'm not going to.
Okay.
But honestly, yeah, no, it's not a great place to do it. Honestly, to tie up a tank with a body for like 3 weeks, you'd lose so much money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm terrible? No. Think about it. Yeah, I know. Imagine how much beer you could put through that tank while you're trying to wait for like that guy who gave you a bad Untappd review to dissolve.
Yeah.
Are you serious? And there's food. You said there's food?
Food and bar.
Food, bar, it's all open. Even if you don't want a bottle.
You did say tacos.
What are the select items? Go ahead, Chuck.
Small plates.
Small plates?
Yeah.
Don't say tapas, please. We never say tapas here.
You just said it twice.
I like that.
It's a dirty word.
We never say tapas. You like that?
Three
you don't
times.
Like that.
I like that you don't say tapas.
Four.
Why do you think I don't say tapas? Let's have a moment
he's
here.
He's at four. You're at one.
Let's have a moment.
I'm at one. Why am I at one?
Because he said it four times. You said it once. One.
Why do
I said twice.
Why do I never say the T word?
Because it sounds stupid.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 It's unfortunately it's a term that I believe I have some crisp opinions. I'm toning everything back.
I have a better idea.
Beer segregation was like, yeah. I have a lot of crisp opinions about service.
You also don't say it because people often pair it with the word teenies. And that's even worse.
Really?
Tapas and teenies?
That happens?
Tapas like and teenies?
Yeah.
I've legitimately never heard that.
Tapas and teenies?
What the
count
shit is going on around
lucky
here?
Because it is one of the worst things that has ever happened to mankind.
I don't think I've ever heard that ever.
Let's explore this a little bit.
Tapas and teenies?
Let's
what
not.
What kind of place offers that?
A kind of place you don't want to go.
Like, is it the kind of place where you like build your own teddy bear? Or what goes on there?
It's a grown-up Build-A-Bear, yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Grown-up Build-A-Bear.
It's, yeah.
Yeah,
Build-A-Bear all growed up.
Never seen that.
Yeah, but that term tapas, especially here, if we do small plates, it's something.
Six?
Six what?
I think you're at six times saying that. You never say it.
Might be seven or eight. Nine or
all right, change the topic.
Tapas.
Change of topics.
Tapas.
After a while, it blends together and sounds like you're saying Starbucks.
Yeah.
Got a long list of Starbucks lovers.
Come on.
Tapas, pointing to me, to my small plates. You're pointing to my small
plates
right now?
Are you pointing at your crotch?
She just pointed to my small plates with a tapas arrow.
You want to see tapas? These are some tapas.
Yeah. Very cheap, but you'll still walk away hungry.
An appetizer that costs as
very
much
hungry
as an entree.
Yes.
I think they're done.
Is this Billy Joel? What's happening here?
That's our outro music.
I was trying to play it off.
Yeah. I think that means we're done.
No, I'm so scared. We're talking about like tapas and testicles now.
Tapas and testicles and teenies.
Tapas and testies.
And that would that
but not
play.
That's the place that you would rather testies. Go.
That would play. That
not
would play.
Teeny testicles.
No,
mind you.
No.
To pour it out, but with a 360 can, you get the best of both worlds, like
hermaphroditic porn.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Really, you don't get that?
I mean,
we just watched that the other night. It is by far the best movie ever made in the history of anything. Just saying.
801-555-BEER.
I already turned it off. Let me bring it back.
No, this
up
isn't. This isn't a movie. It's not 555.
No. 805-991-2337.
805-991-2337.
805-991-BEER.
991-BEER.
Yes. 805-991-BEER.
Feel
go
like
ahead.
I should
wait,
go ahead.
911?
991.
No, it is definitely not
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Please do not dial 911
and
leave
the
number.
What's your emergency, Beer Busters?
It is not 1-800-BEER-BUSTERS.
911, what's your emergency? I want to wish Steph a happy birthday. I actually heard that. I learned about that on QI.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show that's very informative.
Is that like one of those shows where they sell stuff?
No. That's QVC.
Oh. I met that guy that started QVC one time.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty,
Mr. VC?
He's pretty cool.
First name Quincy. Quincy Von Coleman.
And it was so funny because all these people were freaked out because I'm like, dude, did you see that movie with that chick? That chick that did the QVC thing? I think it was, what's her name? Some famous actress.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
She was
in this
mops.
Movie.
Some mops.
Yeah, yeah. And he was all like, oh, well, yes. She wasn't really like that. And this happened this time. And this, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
This in fact, has been a pretty awesome episode.
Sham wow.
Oh, come on.
Should we end this now?
Was it? Have you ever seen the clip? I think it's QVC. They're selling like a samurai sword. And the guy's like whacking it, like
yes.
to show how strong it is. And the blade comes off and cuts him.
Yes.
And the other dude's like, I think we need emergency surgery in the studio.
Was
we'll
that
be
real
right
or
back.
Is that a comedy?
It was real.
No, it was real. It was from like the 90s or late 80s.
Oh, dude, I wish I knew that. I would have asked this dude
could,
about